Kathy and I had were new. We had new. We were new graduates, so we were helping mentor the students the year behind us for this project. So we had lots of perspectives going into this. So what we took what we learned in Tennessee and in Arkansas, the director of public health nursing there is a past graduate, 5 years before, 4 years before us. So she said, yes, of course, come, my nurse is needed, but, oh, I can't give very much time for this. And, oh, I'm not sure what they want, because we no longer have a public health nursing department in Arkansas. But they want a voice, and they haven't learned how to do their voice. Come do a focus group with them. And so she invited probably 30, and 24 came. It was, of course, the introduction of, it was the same grant that was funding all of it, sorry. And again, it was the social determinants of health and with disparities. But by then, we already knew that we weren't going to be able to have an impact with the historically black colleges and universities. In Arkansas, there were two universities that are considered historically black, but they're not the top six. And they sent faculty to this workshop that we had there, and they had a lot of good input of, as how to grow diversity in public health nurse workforce, but they were the ones who were saying, but we need to have our own identity of public health nursing. And one was, I don't know if it was Burundi, but she herself had immigrated here, become a citizen, and she was a nurse in an area where lots of the refugees had decided to settle because it was a good farming area. So she brought a lot of insight into that one. Again, we had student-led assessment process and the logic model development, but we also had the more of a focus group process through this. Arkansas is Mid-South, and it ranks in the bottom of the health indicators. It's right next to Mississippi, Louisiana, and Tennessee, so of course we have what they have. Lots and lots of disparities as far as the number of primary care providers, and there is very little diversity in the ethnicity of the providers. Health departments have always been the safe primary care safety net in Arkansas. They have a large nurse practitioner primary care providers. They have they are very autonomous, and they are the ones that are providing the care to all the rural areas. The health department services, according to Dr. Zenobia, have been underutilized as far as immunization, maternal child health care, and prenatal care. And what she was wondering was, because it didn't have the nursing component anymore, or because the people didn't feel comfortable coming to them. So that was part of what she had hoped to learn with what we were doing, but we weren't going out to the people, so they did not have a voice. And there were actually barriers for state and federal that were happening at that time because of the expansion of Medicaid, and there were just lots of barriers as far as delivery and access, so that people were just going straight for the emergency departments. The idea of the role or the point of care of delivery was something that public health nurses were looking at, such as I told you about the one who had immigrated and then became a nurse and then was attending to that group of refugees. And so the analysis was to look at what was available, if we could partner, and what they wanted to learn as a group. So the goal was to enhance the Arkansas Public Health nurse workforce, although they were not a designation within the public health department, through collaboration and technical assistance. And the collaboration is still going on. We have several of our graduates working in Arkansas and guiding a lot of leadership. One is on the Board of Nursing. Lots are independent primary care providers. And in those areas, they don't even have health hospitals to go to for emergency care. So we were to gather all of the executives and question them. The focus group questions are somewhere. Here we go. We had five questions. How do you recruit and orient? Because the original focus group told us that there was no way to recruit people of diversity. And we found that interesting. Then the focus group also told us we were trying to get them to identify the diversity within the state. And there came a lot of biases, such as she was talking with, as far as the faculty with, at Lourdes. And that was when we learned that actually the public health department had a lot of biases and prejudices, and we talked about that. And then what was the biggest issue in your daily work? How did you see healthcare changing? And what would you like to do to change your practice environment? And this is where both the focus group and then the group that we later went out to in to another group in Arkansas said, we want an identity. We want to be recognized as public health nurses. So we looked at Bloom's taxonomy as far as what was knowledge, comprehension, and application. And this is where we were far more specific than we had been in Tennessee. We actually wanted them and presented them with the didactic of what the core competencies were and identified each one before we actually asked them. Then we wanted to assess what they understood about public health history. And remarkably enough, they really understood public health history. They were proud of what they were doing and where they had come from, but couldn't understand why we couldn't move it forward. Why weren't they being effective and having an identity in Arkansas? And then logic model, the executive group that we first did the focus group with said, we don't think our people know about it. When we went to a small health department that was not just nurses, but also other people within the health department, they had heard about logic model, but they found it not useful, mainly because they didn't know how to do it. So we gave step-by-step the logic model development within the small group. Once they told us in Arkansas what the local ones needed, we went to the local group and started with logic model and showed how it was a systematic way to develop a plan and how to define outcomes. And the immediate response was, well, we'll never get there. And we showed them short-term, intermediate, long-term, and how you can have small successes before you achieve your final goal of everybody being immunized, for example. So the idea of it being a living document was new to them. And some people were taking ownership. Well, we need to put it in this department. You know who could really use this? Oh, they've got to see some success. You know, so there were. It was interesting to watch them decide how they were going to manage the information that they were being given that day. It was workforce building. The group, we found that there was much more satisfaction when we had gone to the executives, done a focus group, focused on what they wanted for this smaller group. They knew what their people needed in a health department, in a county health department that was actually quite large outside of Little Rock. And that group of people was so much more satisfied than Tennessee had been. They really came up with ideas for equity within their community that were interesting to watch and develop, and that's a whole other paper in itself that should come out of Arkansas. And they, again, pressed on for the idea of a centralized nursing public health nurse workforce and a voice in deciding what nursing issues were happening in Arkansas. We did do a post-test. It definitely showed a lack of exposure to the core competencies, but once again, we were focusing on what they needed as far as the logic model concept and understanding. And they were still able to use this, but it wasn't, that wasn't their goal the small health department, or well, it was really a large one, but I mean, the smaller group. And they discovered that even without formal training, and they didn't consider ours formal, they could measure and meet the competencies in their own daily work by using a logic model. And the future is to do more, and they agreed to have us come back. And that would have to be done under smaller grants because our grant from HRSA actually ended June 30th. So Dr. Pat Speck was the one who wrote the grant, and Tremeka administered it. And I've been a tag-along and had a ton of fun with it and learned so much from it that the University of Texas Health Science Center has invited me to come help build their D&T public health nursing option. So, yeah, it is awesome. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
Just to clarify, the DMP, is it a post-master's DMP or is it a...
It is a post-master.
So it's an FMP or someone who's been an advanced practitioner and then they're getting a public health DMP?
We had several NPs.
Okay.
We had several with a degree in post-master's in business or administration or public health.
Okay.
Were there any others? No. Yeah. So a wide range of people, and the careers that people are going afterwards are not just public health. They're larger agencies. About 30% of us have gone into education because we just got so fired up. And other people are using it, whether they're on boards of for advisory boards in big organizations, but and some are maintaining a partial NP practice, and the rest they're working in big systems.
I guess.
Go ahead.
I don't want to. If anybody else has a question, because I was wondering, you know, when you said the nurses from both states talked about how they wanted to have a public health identity.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, like, even with your DMP program, the public health piece is still very important, and it really becomes the foundation for any kind of nursing we do. Is that how we get lost as public health nurses in our professional identity? Because, I consider a lot of the work I do public health nursing, but I'm not at a public health department, I'm not carrying out a tip, you know, I'm not employed as a public health nurse. So how do you create the identity that these nurses want in Tennessee and Arkansas and be inclusive? Or are we going to only have public health nurses that work at public health departments be part of that identity? Do you see where the question
I
asking?
I see where you're going, and I think part of the student-led activity gave a vision for the people who were there that working in a public health department was not the only place for a public health nurse. Because we did get lots of questions, and we got lots of people who wanted to be, they go, oh, well, if I know how the systems work, then I can have more of an impact. Four of the people who were in the Tennessee one actually came in to be D&P students. Two of them were primarily nurse practitioners, and two were already faculty, but they were just intrigued that you could learn more about systems. But they had felt like where they were working, they were very myopic. So I think there needs to be a bigger vision, but I don't know how to translate that bigger vision. I don't, you know, we're not there yet.
Well, are any of you public health department nurses? And I mean, and do you have a place to have an identity in your?
Well, I have a title. I run a division at our state health department. We have three divisions, and I run one of those. And in addition to that, I'm the public health nursing officer for the state. So, but that's an unfunded position, and I have that identity because I've embraced it. not because anybody needs that. And there's a little line in the Utah State Code that says you have to have a community health nursing director. And because that's there, I get that job title, and I embrace it, and I take it forward.
We actually flipped our curriculum and they start out with a public health nursing course because we found if you add it on as a layer, they see it as a specialty like critical care. You know. And it's like, no.
At the very end, right?
Yeah, and that's what we had.
They want to check that box and get into the hospital.
So we put it at the very beginning so that they're looking at populations before they look at individuals, hoping that we will see them. Think about epidemiology when they're working with Mr. So-and-so with the cardiac disease.